Say yes, I'm wearing my robe again. It's Baruch Hashem. It's chilly up here. It's chilly today. Thomas chilly. So it means, however, it means that we bench Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we can already smell Slichus and Sukkos. Hashem, Hashem. Let's learn. Okay, I hope you have the pages for Mishnah Se'ezer. We're in the actual Mishnah Se'ezer on page Taf Nun. In the middle of Mishnah Se'ezer on page Taf Nun, we're learning in Siman Chav Gimel and Shulchan Aruch with the help of Mishnah Se'ezer to bring all of the different Piskei Halachos and the Shittas of the Rishonim and Achronim that we're learning to understand on the most basic level what is the nature of this behavior that Shulchan Aruch describes as being chomer mikol averus v'abed zeh chomer mikol averus shebetorah. And we're crossing over from tohu to tikkun. We're beginning to learn about the tikkunim, and we're going to be spending some time learning these tikkunim. Then we're going to go back and learn more the pnimius, the midah of yesod, and then we're going to go into the Reb Tzaddiks and to the Maharals and to Rabbi Nachman's Tikkun HaKlali. We're going to talk about Mishnah for a year. There's a lot to do. We're in the Mishnah Se'ezer on page Taf Nun. A little bit past halfway down, where it says V'ayin Bariches B'Biurim Haroitza Lishmeres Atzma Michaid Ze Yishmeres Piv Minivul Peh Mishcheker Mirichilus M'Lashon Har M'Leitzanus. It's in Sifkat and Vav, where you see it right after the Nun Dalet in the Mishnah Se'ezer on page Taf Nun. We're going to learn more about Richus and the Biurim, but you know that the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us that there's a tremendous connection between the Bris Mila, that part of the body, and the Bris HaLoshim, and the Einayim, the Oznayim. But particularly when it comes to speech, a person who is very careless with the words that flow out of his mouth is more inclined to be careless with what flows from other parts of the body. We'll leave it at that. There's a connection between the two, a very deep connection. And the Svarim talk a lot about the Bris Hamar, the Bris Haloshen, Smila, the connection between those worlds of speech and Kedushas HaBris. You all know that this all comes from the Midah of Yesod. Yesod is speaking, communication, and the Bris Mila is Yesod. So a malfunction in speech, such as the ones that he mentions here, Nivul Peh, using obscene, vulgar language, Sheker, lying, Chilas, Lashon Hara, and Leitzanus, these type of pogromim, of malfunctions when it comes to dibur, speech, have a tremendous negative impact upon the sugya that we're in of Kedushas Yosef HaTzadik. We'll learn more on a deeper level why that is, but it comes from the Midah of Yesod, which is to give over, speaking, communicating, making a connection in a holy way is speaking good words. When a person, God forbids, speaking words of Lashon Hara and Mechilas or Nivul Peh, when a person is using Yesod, communication, connection in a destructive way, then that part of the body that was meant to make a connection between a husband and wife in Kedusha is affected by the malfunctioning connection of how you speak to other people, how one's speaking to other people. And therefore, inappropriate speech in a certain way is a bechina, as Svarim tell us, of shechvez alavatal, of wasting of seed, wasting of words, and misuse of words is a bechina of pgam habris. And that's why there's a very, very deep connection between the between what's happening in our generation with Pagam HaBris and the crazy, crazy overuse of language, of speaking when it comes to the phone and all these things with the phone. There's a connection between the two. It's not a coincidence that there's so much Zera Levatala when it comes to Pagam HaBris, and there are so many words that are Levatala, wasted words, words that go nowhere, that mean nothing. Nothing, mamish nothing. Havel haval, words that go nowhere, that mean nothing, that are constantly being spoken more than ever before. There's a connection. And Gam Yehi Zohir, look inside. So when it comes to listening too, listening is making that connection. There's the Mashbi and the Makabel and so on. Hearing vulgar language, hearing Lashon Hara and so on. It's all in Yonam of Bris, of connecting. Gam Yehi Zohir L'Kayim Nedarav. Also when it comes to being Mekayim Neder. Lo Yachal Devarai. The words that a person speaks. If a person makes a promise, if a person says something, then he has to carry it through. If a person says things and doesn't carry those things through, it's ki'ilu, the person is, again, wasting seed. It's in that world of not carrying through, of things not being for the purpose of connecting and finalizing. A neder that is kept means that the words went from, they left and they went to where they were supposed to go, where the person made a neder. So he kept to his commitment. It's not just that you make a formal neder. A person should be an oimer vayser. If you say that you're going to be someplace, you're going to meet somebody at 8:30, you don't come at 8:32. You don't come at 8:31. If you say, I'm going to meet you at 8:30, you come at 8:30, you come better, you come at 8:29, or my father will show means you'll be there at 8. If you say you're going to meet somebody at 8:30, you're there on time. And when a person, also you see a lot of this in our generation, it means nothing. Somebody says something, you know, it means nothing. I'll meet you, I'll see you, I'll be there, wait for me. It doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. Aside from when it comes to inyanim of mammonus of money, yes, it's a deal, yes, we're going to do this, yes, we're going to do that, and gornish. It used to be that Jews were able to buy and sell for millions and millions of dollars, and you'd say, Mazlum Bracha. That was it. Mazlum Bracha. And those two words, Mazlum Bracha, meant that there's nothing in the world that's going to change what that you and I have agreed upon. Nothing is going to change that. You didn't have to have lawyers. You didn't have to have 100 papers. My uncle Itzu Olav Shalom was on the diamond exchange all of the years. He said, you know how much money was being exchanged, how much with the jewelry, with the diamonds? Mazel Ubracha. You shake hands, Mazel Ubracha, or you give, they didn't have that, but Mazel Ubracha, and it's finished. A person who's careless and doesn't carry through with what he says, it's an Inyan of Pagam HaBris. You understand? It's an Inyan of Pagam HaBris. Hashem Yisbarach gave that husband and wife should be together in such a way, and that's in Kedusha. But Stam, Aaron Onain, the seed is spilled, it's gone. The words that don't go anywhere, and there's Zera, it doesn't go anywhere. It's the same Inyan in Panemius. Veloyabra Bedaiga. Each one of these we could talk about for a year. I'm just trying to be makatsa, but v'loyabra bedaiga, not to worry too much. Loyabra bedaiga, not to be a person that worries a lot. Loyabra bedaiga. Now, if you're a worrier and you hear this, it might cause you to worry. Loyabra bedaiga is the same thing. There's a lot to talk about this inyan of daiga. A person who worries a lot, also, stam, machshavas, that for nothing, for nowhere, daigas, nothing. It's a bechina also of Zera Levatala. The Baruch Shalom fears the veld. The Baruch Shalom runs the world. That's daiga. That's daiga minayin. What are you nervous about? What are you worried about? And we see that before Mashiach comes, there's unbelievable, unbelievable anxiety, anxiousness. It's also deeply connected to Pagam HaBris. A person who's who is Shakua in Daigas. It's either it is or it's not. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. But a person is Shakua in Daigas. There's a lot to talk about this inyan because you see there are people now also that when it comes to this inyan that we're going through, this sickness with the corona, that there are people who live in such terror and fear and they, in a way that's so unhealthy and it's irrational. I'm not saying chas v'shalom not to take the regular precautions, but the pachad mavet is to live with daigas in such a way that's very, very irrational and very extreme. That it doesn't keep the malach hamavus away. It chalila only is something which a person has to be careful when it comes to daigas. Veheisa Hashem imcha kol chayli. It was last week's parasha. Veheisa Hashem imcha kol chayli. Hashem should take away from you all sickness. The Yerushalmi says chayli zura ayam, which means daigas, worries. There are millions and millions, maybe billions of people who are not sick. But in the head, they're sick. In the head, they're sick. They're nervous. They're afraid. They don't know. They can't walk on the street. I see people driving in cars with a mask on. What do you have to have a mask on in your car? Even if you're the biggest machmir, like, why are you having that? What's going on? He's by himself in his car. And I get the mask in the car. What is it? Maybe I don't mean to be, you know, making fun. So maybe I... Have you seen such a thing? I saw a few times people driving in the car by themselves with a mask. It's like if you're going to go to the Bear Mountains and walk around with a mask, what are you afraid that there's going to be that a salamander is going to sneeze on you or something? What's wrong with you? There's an inyan chayli. People are sick now. In here, sick. Sick. It became like a sickness. And someone told me, somebody that's 80, 100 feet away from the Baal Tefillah, he says that he's nervous that it's going to be from the Baal Tefillah. Like this is like he lives in Sderot and the Baal Tefillah is a Palestinian and he's shooting a missile to him from the Omid all the way to where he is someplace in the back of the shul. I mean, it's a chayli. We used to call that when I was younger. We used to call them hypochondriacs. Yeah, you know. Now we don't call it like that. They have fancy ways of calling. But we used to call it hypochondriac. Plain and pushy. What doctor told you that you can't be 100 feet away from somebody that's talking? Or did you have to wear a mask when you're going in the car? Mishagoyim. It's a machle, it's a chayli ruach. I'm not saying, I shouldn't say mishagoyim, not crazy. But it's a chayli, there's a chayli. Daigas. People that can't go to sleep. But Shlomo El says that rich people, they can't sleep at night, right? Daigas. It's a sickness. You can't go to sleep. The guy has the fanciest house. He's got everything he wants. And he can't go to sleep. Because why? He has daigas. It's a chayli. Zeha Ra'ayon. Yerushalmi says Ra'ayon, thoughts that make you crazy. It's very connected to Pagam HaBris. It's also Levatola, for nothing. For nothing. Thoughts that don't go anywhere, that mean nothing. It's not up to you whether it happens or doesn't happen. You could wrap yourself like a mummy, and if the Baruch Hu wants you to catch this stupid thing, you're going to catch it. You wrap like a mummy, and you walk in the whole thing from the head to the toe, and you got yourself wrapped up, and you're wearing goggles, and have an oxygen thing connected to a tank, and you don't let anybody come within 1,000 feet of you, and no one's allowed to talk to you, even on a Zoom or something, because you're afraid you can catch it on the Zoom. And if the Baruch Hu wants you to have it, you're going to get it. That's all. That's how this world is. The Baruch Hu fears the Veil. And you see that it's a chaldi because you see that the people that a lot of the chevra that they're nervous, they're talking in ways that are irrational. They're calling people. You would see the things I've gotten over the last couple of months, accusing other Jews of being murderers, roadsmen, using such lashonis, because the thing slipped off his nose. Well, he took it off his nose for a minute because he couldn't breathe, and then someone saw it from somewhere, and he says he's a reitzeach. If you would see the things I got, I mean, I deleted, I erased reitzchim and murderers and such lashonis and things. It's a chol, it's a sickness. And even hearing this, that they're going to get very, if they hear this, they're going to get very angry it's a serious illness. I'm not saying it's not the serious. I'm not saying you have to do what you have to do. You just do what you have to do. You don't do more than you have to do. That's all. You do what you have to do. More than you have to do. Choli. Something's wrong over here. It's not science. It's not medicine. Lichten cup after something's nishgit over here. That's all. Zor l'kayim nador of layaber b'daiga. B'gam yeh zor meherurim roim. Of course he's our. But the person should be careful not to look at the wrong things. Why would a person chalila during the night have a mikra laila? Also, sometimes it's tam, it's an einus, but to be careful with thinking about the wrong things. All right, we're going to discuss how to overcome that. It means to be careful. Okay, I don't want to have bad thoughts, but they happen. So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about some things that can be done. You know, basic techniques that the Svarim teach us about how to contend with these kinds of thoughts of daiga. Really, I had in mind it would be kedai to spend, after I see what's going on, to spend a whole year just talking about the inyan of daigas, how to overcome this inyan of daigas, this machla of being nervous and worried all the time and so on. Living it's not a way to live. A person's miserable. The kaidim shahadach lishan, it's a very, very big skula that before a person goes to sleep, yasik b'tayr, in order that one shouldn't have destructive thoughts or dreams, that before a person goes to sleep, it's good to learn Torah, to read stories of tzaddikim, to learn something before you go to sleep. Not something that's heavy, but something light, something sweet, a varat, a story. To say the first four kapitlach of Tehillim, it's a very strong shmira for mikra laila, for the night. To say the Kriyishma of the Arizal, it's a very, very strong shmir. The Kriyishma of the Arizal is that you have by the Sfadish Siddurim and the Chabad Siddurim, to say the Kriyishma of the Arizal. V'yizorish lo'ilishin b'cheder yichidi, and not to sleep, it's talking about a bocher, something not to sleep by yourself in the room, not to sleep by yourself, where Chazal tell us that it's a person is more vulnerable to inappropriate thoughts and behavior when he's by himself. Now, in Ois Zayin, there's a tremendous chiddush, and we have to be very careful with it. We're going to see more about this in the Biurim from the Chidah and the Maharsham, and from other Achrayim, Rishayim and Achrayim. But there's a chiddush that's found in the Sefer Chassidim. It's very controversial. And be careful with this, because we have to learn more about it to understand it. But as I said from the beginning, we're not skipping anything. We're not in cheder. We're learning everything. So look in the Mishnah Seis of Sifkat and Zayin. So the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, says that this oven of Pugam Habris is more serious than all of the more common than the other Averis of the Torah. So Kosra Pais gives the last three lines on page Tuf Nun in Mishnah Sa'ezer. Kosra Paiskim Shemisha Yitzvah Mezgaber Alav. The Poskim bring this from the Sefer Chassidim. And we know Sefer Chassidim is a big musmach, and he had Gilya Yanovi, and we take everything he said as Ruach HaKadosh. And it's brought down in the poskim from the Sefer Chassidim, Shemisha Yitzum is Gabrielov, that if a person Chas V'Chalila feels that his Yetzahara is mamish, he's in a situation where he can't control his Yetzahara. Now, to be very clear, and we'll see later on in the Biurim, we're not talking about somebody that brought this upon himself, but somebody is mamish already in a matzav where it's Chas V'Chalila. Where a person's Yetzirah is so strong that he is going to, it's not that he's going to plan this out for next Thursday, but he's in a mitzias where he's going to go and do an aveira with a woman, or do an aveira, or he's going to do an aveira with his wife because she's not permitted at this time. She didn't go to the mikveh yet. Or or any of the other averus of Gilei Arayis. In other words, he feels that at this point his Yetzirah is so strong that he simply is incapable of controlling himself. And he's going to do one of these terrible averus with a woman. He's going to be over in Gilei Arayis. So you have to skip to page Tafnun Beis. It continues on Tafnun Beis, the Mishnah says that. So Mutav Sheyoyzi Shech Vezera is brought down in the Sefer Chassidim that if it's a choice between doing the Avera with somebody, doing an Avera with a woman, or even Chalila with one's own wife when she's forbidden, or causing oneself to lose one's seed, in other words, being pregnant in the bris oneself. Mutav Sheyoyzi Shech Vezera. It's better under those terrible circumstances that he's in. It's better that he causes himself to just waste the seed. Val yechta b'isha, and not to chalila be over with a woman. He's not talking about Sefer Chassidim as a way of life. In other words, that because I'm such a person, I have big taivas, that the Sefer Chassidim is saying that I can do this instead of going off with women. No. That's not what he's saying. He's talking about a particular matziv that a person, God forbid, is in. He's not talking about that I enrolled in this program. I didn't register. There's no registering for a program where a person causes himself, where a person induces himself to lose seed instead of going off with women. There's no program like that. Then you can't register. There's no option. The Sefer Chassidim is talking about that a person, unfortunately, he's in such a matziv where he's about to do an aveir with a woman. He's about to do an aveir. And the only thing that he could do to stop himself is to cause himself to lose seed. Is to lo'aleinu, to bring this upon himself. So there the Sefer Chassidim says, and we'll learn in the Biurim, from the Tshuvas Beis Sharim, there's an important chiluk. We'll see soon. In such a situation, so the Sefer Chassidim is brought down. He's brought down Chochma Adam, the Masham, and other poskim. That in such a situation, that it's preferable. It's tragic, but it's preferable that a person causes himself to lose seed, and not to do the aveir with a woman. Avotzorach kapara al chetza. Again, it's not a way of life. If a person had to do this, it's terrible, and it needs kapara. It's not mutter. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. This is another makar from this Sefer Chassidim is another makar that posts can bring down to prove that shich v'zera levatala, that wasting seed, is not a din of Gilei Arayis. It's not a halach of Gilei Arayis. Because if there's a choice between a person doing that to himself or with a woman, which is Gilei Arayis Mamish, so the Sefer Chassidim is saying is that it's better to do that, Shech V'Zera Levatola, than doing the Aveir with a woman. So that's another Rai that's brought down, that it's not a halacha like the Pnei Yeshua we learned, and others, that it's not a din in Gilei Arayis. And it's also brought down in the Shahar HaTzion that he brings down from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that it says Koshnei Arayis Yoisim Midor Hamabul, that Arayis is worse than Dor Hamabul, and we know that the main aveir of the Dor Hamabul of Hishkas Kolbosas Darkai, the main aveir of the Dor Hamabul of the generation of the flood was this aveir of masturbation, and it says in the Gemara Koshnei Arayis Yoisim Midor Hamabul. So it's brought down in a number of poskim that this is another raya, that since we know that the Dor HaMabul, that their main problem was this aveira of Shech V'Zera Levatol. And it says, Koshen Gilei Arayis Yoyse Midor HaMabul, that Gilei Arayis is worse than Dor HaMabul. So Sefer Chassidim says that if you have a choice between Gilei Arayis, going with a woman and doing this to yourself, it's better to do it to yourself. So here's another raya that Shech V'Zera Levatol is not a halacha in Gilei Arayis, even though we saw that those who say that it's like it's Gilei Arayis and Yechayiv Misa, b'chulu, 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 it's just a way that Chazal spoke to to bring out how strong and serious something is, but it doesn't mean that it's mamish gilei rais. It's not mamish gilei rais. It's not mamish gilei rais. So now this is another raya from the Sefer Chassidim, the Gemara in Kedushin. Avot tzarech kapara, but it's a serious thing. And tzarech kapara al chedze. Now the kapara that he's bringing is from back in the days of the Sefer Chassidim. It's not the tikkun that we're going to be learning. V'yesha bekerach v'me'acharav, to immerse oneself in ice water during the winter. He's not talking about having an ice cold Diet Coke on your lounging chair in the summer, but to actually go into ice water during the winter. Oh yes, ana arbaim yom b'me'achama, to fast 40 days during the long days of the summer. That's not for our time. But this is going back to the time of the Sefer Chassid, that you need to have a kapara if you did this. In other words, if you're already in such a matzav, if you're about to go to a woman, and instead of doing that, you had to do it to yourself. So you need these, Sefer Chassid said, you need these kinds of serious repairs. But after we read this, you don't need to remember it. Not only that, but if a person is in such a terrible situation where he's going to be nichshal, not with a wife who is a nida, or not with an eishes ish, but with a single girl who went to the mikveh, which is a drabana, it's not a deraisa. But he feels that he's going to be nichshal with a single girl who went to the mikveh, or begoya, or with the goita, with somebody that's not Jewish, a woman that's not Jewish, mutav, which again is a drabanan, mutav, shiyotze zarev layachta b'isha. Even so, the poskim use the Sefer Chassidim to say, it's better that a person should, God forbid, do it to himself, than go with a goita, or to go with a pnuya, a single girl who went to the mikvah. And there are many explanations for that. Why should that be? If we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch that this Aveira, this oven is the most serious oven in the whole Torah. And there are those, as we learned weeks ago, that hold it to their Isa. Many hold it to their Isa. So why would it be that even so, in a situation where one has to make a choice between a single girl who went to the mikveh, which is a drabban, or a goita, which is a drabban, or a takon of a bezdin, an earlier bezdin, without going into that right now. But why would it be that one should do it to oneself as opposed to somebody else? So there are a number of reasons. First of all, what we're going to see brought down, I'll just give you a little bit of a preview, but what we're going to learn in the Biurim is that when a person is nichshal, let's say a person goes with this girl. She went to the mikveh. She's not allowed to do that. But you have a single girl. I know of situations like that where there are people who are so desperate and they want to make it less of an aveir. I mean, the mikvehs are not allowed to let single girls toivel, but it happened. Well, she went to the ocean and she toiveled, whatever. This girl, she's single, she toiveled for her boyfriend. Yeah. So it's a drabbanan. Nachon, it's a drabbanan. But the poskim, many poskim point out that when a person has illicit relations with somebody and the zera is going into that girl, right? I'm sorry to talk this way, but we're learning. And the zera is going into that pnuy, into that single girl, or into the goita, that's also shech v'zeh l'tala. You understand? It's also a wasting seed. It's shech v'zeh l'tala. This is an important discussion that's found in mostly in Achronim, that when a person has an illegal relationship with somebody, and as a result of that, he spills seed into that person, it's also Sheikh Vizayu Lovatola. So, aside from the fact that by a person being with a Pnuya, you're messing her up, her life up, it could be with a woman that's not Jewish, it could be she doesn't care, whatever it is with it, it could be, but sof kol sof, you're involving another person in your taiva, which is itself worse. So the shech v'zeh l'batala in that person, and you're also doing an aveir with another person. If it's a Jewish girl, with another person. And then on top of all of that, as far as your own ability to do tshuva, somebody who is guilty of going with a woman or something, that you understand psychologically, it releases something in a way that's much more dangerous than a person who's by himself. And it brings a person to a place of terrible, terrible, terrible darkness and emptiness. So does Shechus Elovatol, but this is worse. So it's also Shechus Elovatol with another person. Okay. Let's go back all the way to page Tuf Mem Tes. And we're going to begin, Bo Hashem. We're going to learn about Tshuva and the Tikkunim before Mashiach comes that were given to us by the Tzaddikim of how to work on being Mesakin this Inyan before we go to the core of the Midah of Yisod and how to work on the Midah so it doesn't come to these things. But we're going to talk about the tikkunim of a person who already has been nechshal. There are two avoiders here. One is not to be nechshal. And the other is that if a person was nechshal, how to fix it without going into having to be tovel in ice and fast for 40 days and so on, which nowadays would not help. It would only hurt if a person would take upon himself such extreme things. So let's go back to the Biurim on page Tuf Mem Ches, where it says, Va'ovein zeh chomor. This aveira is very chomor, is very strict. It's the most strict, most serious, most severe. Ayin b'mishnah se'ezer. L'inyin emoyel tshuva la'ovein zeh. So the big question is, going back to the Zohar Kaddish, does tshuva work? Now, we already learned the lashon of the Zohar Kaddish. So hine, this is rather in the first k'tzah sugi zu. Let's learn this sugi a little bit more. Hine b'tshuvas beis Yaakov, nishal al ha sheniska b'Zohar Kaddish. So in the tshuvas beis Yaakov, he was asked about this scary, terrible statement of the Zohar Kaddish. Where Rav Yehuda says there's no other aveir in the world for which we can't do tshuva. There's no other aveir that you can't do tshuva except for this, bar mihai, except for this aveir. V'leisla chayvaya v'loi chamon apishchinta bar mihai. And there's no other aveir where a person can't eventually see the face of the shechina as a result of the aveir bar mihai, except for this Aveira that we're learning about. The Chsiv La'igur Chara, that Hashem can't be with any with the evil and Ra is Shechvaz Erlevatala. She says, so the Beis Yaakov writes that this statement of the Zohar Kaddish is Soysa Masha Amru B'Yushalmi. It conflicts with what is found in the Yushalmi. Ein Kol Dova Oymed Bifnei Balei Tshuva. Yushalmi says, Ein kol dover oymed bifnei balei tshuva. There is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva, of balei tshuva. Nothing. Ein kol dover oymed bifnei balei tshuva. If you wanted to do tshuva, nothing is in the way of a person doing tshuva. The pashtus is, tshuva means complete tshuva. It doesn't mean partial tshuva. It doesn't mean a little bit of tshuva. It means to do tshuva. So the Yushalmi says, Ein kol dover oymed bifnei balei tshuva. The first thing you say to your kid, if he comes to you with a sinyan, or another Jew that comes to you with a sinyan and is broken, the first thing you tell him is, you, my friend, need to be ashamed of yourself. How could a Jew like you not learn the very first Yushalmi in Peah? That's what you tell him. Not that you got scared of him, say you'd be ashamed of yourself. Not for the Aveira. You should be ashamed of yourself that you don't learn Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says at the beginning of Peah, we don't have a Bavli on Peah. We only have Mishnayis. We don't have a Bavli, but we have Yerushalmi on Peah. And the first halach in the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Peah says, Ein kol davar oimei b'fnei balei tshuva. The first thing you tell a Jew who has this in you, ein kol davar oimei balei tshuva. Now, if he knows a little bit, he's going to say, oh, no. What about the Zohar Kodesh? So the Yushalmi says, so let's learn. Ein kol davar oimei b'fnei balei tshuva. Nothing is in the way of tshuva. So how could that be? How could the Zohar Kodesh comes from Yerushalayim, from Eretz Yisrael, from Tzvas, from Yerushalayim. How could the Zohar Kodesh, how could there be a steer? Well, we have steers. You know, the Vilna Gaon said that whenever you see what looks like a steer, the Gaon said that when you see what looks like a steer between the Zohar Kodesh and the Gemara, it means that you don't understand the Pshat properly. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. Unfortunately, the Vilna Gaon didn't tell us all of the, he wasn't miyashiv to us all of these apparent steers. But the Gaon says there's no steer between Rabbi Shimon and the Gemara. You just don't understand it properly. That's the Gaon said. But it looks like a steer. There are steers, but it looks like steers. Vehevi daf. That's what the Pasuk have to talk about. What do you do when you have a machlokes between the Bavli and the Zohar, between the Yerushalmi and the Zohar? How do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Zohar? Do we paskin like the Gemara? So these are very big discussions in the Pasuk. Vehishiv daf shor amu shein amayil tshuva. So this, the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov explains that even though it says in the Zohar shein amayil tshuva, the tshuva doesn't work. Ein b'loshen zeh mashmos den amayil klal. From the Lashon of the Zohar, he says it's not clear that en amayil klal, the tshuva doesn't work at all. What the Zohar means is she tshuvosai kosha. The Beis Yaakov says that when the Zohar says this, til islay tshuva bar mihai, it means to say that the regular standard tshuva that works for all other aveiros is not enough when it comes to this aveir. It means shuvasai kasha. The tshuva is kasha, it's difficult. Vehevi kamadu gemayis lezeh, and he brings a number of examples to show that you could find such lashonis in Chazal where it says no, but it means hard, difficult, not impossible. Vehevi b'sefer matpachas svarim. Now here we have a long comment from Rabbi Yaakov Emden from the Yavetz. And the Yavetz is very strong in this inyan. And Bechlal, you know, he was a very big kanoi, the Yavetz. So listen to what he writes. And look inside. So the Yavetz writes, Al divrei hazayir shedvarim koshim umarim. He says the words of the Zayir are difficult and bitter. He says, Sheshoylel hatshuva al chayt, shlo nizke b'tayra b'feresh, rak b'remes. First of all, the Yavetz says that the Zayir seems to be taking away tshuva for a chayt that's not even taught to us in the Torah in a revealed and open way. Rak b'remes is only hinted at in different places that we learned. Doesn't say clearly that's a deraisa. Doesn't say in the Torah. And then we have the Yerushalmi, that we have a klal gadol, that there's nothing that is in the way of a person doing tshuva. So the Yavid says, ask yourself this question. We have the big three aveiros. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raos, and Shvichas Dama, right? Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raos, and Shvichas Dama, the big three aveiros. Where the halacha is Yehareg Val Yaver, that you have to let yourself be killed, not to do any of these aveiros, the big three. V'chein kol ha'aveiros ha'chamurus mikrisis u'misis bezden, le'sisa Hashem Hashem l'kech l'shav. And all of the biggest aveiros of the Torah, with his kares, and Mises Bezdin. You get killed by Bezdin, or his kares, and using Hashem's name, Lashav, where Chazal says, next page, Shin is Dazeh, call the Olam the Birim is on page Tuf Nun, the top. But Chazal say that when Hashem said, don't use Hashem's name in vain, that the whole universe was shaking. And when somebody uses Hashem's name, Chalila, in the wrong way, that the whole world starts to shake. Yesh lahem tshuva. The Ayurveda says, all these have tshuva. Using Hashem's name in the wrong way, tshuva. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raayos, Shfichas Damim, murder. Avodah Zarah, tshuva. And this aveira of causing oneself to lose seed, zera, where it doesn't even say aferish aloy sase, it's only michlola that we learn out. It's not even on the list of things you get malchus for. Ain't is that tshuva? You can't do tshuva. Vim hayoyis, the Ayurved says, and even though it's true. That not only the Zoya, but Shagama Talmud, that the Gemara also is Machmir Ma'id Ba'avin Maitse Shech Vezel Levatola, that the Gemara is also very, very, has very strong lashings that we learned about this Aveira. Minias Tshuva, Lo Shamanu Chalila. Minias Tshuva, that a Jew can't do Tshuva? Lo Shamanu Chalila. Never heard of such a thing. Mi Yishmalai Ladavaza. I mean, we can't talk like this, but the Ayurveda was very strong. He said, who? Even if Rabbi Shimon said this, and it's true that who should listen? Rabbi Yehuda says it in the Zohar, not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says it in the Zohar. Even this says, me Yishmael, who should listen? Don't listen to this. He says, you're not allowed to listen to such a thing. I feel him, look what the Ayurveda says. Even if you would have heard Hashem himself telling you this, you remember when Hashem told Elisha ben Avot, told Acher, that everybody can do tshuva except you, right? So Tosfos says that he shouldn't have listened to that. So the Ayurved says, even if you would, forget about Rabbi Yehuda, forget about the Zohar Kodesh, even if you would hear Hashem telling you, mamash, you would get a baskol, and the baskol would say to you, you can't do tshuva for this aveir. You would hear it from Hashem himself. Ein lekabel guzmazu. You say, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shalom. It's not true. I'm sorry, in all due respect, I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to the Zohar Kodesh. I'm not listening. It's an exaggeration. It's a guzma. Like we see in Chazal, that you embarrass a person, you chav misa, you do this, you chav misa, you chav misa, you chav misa. So this also, the Ayurveda says, is an exaggeration to sort of drive home the seriousness of this terrible affair that a lot of people are just very, very, they let go with this thing. They're not careful. Like we see by Acher, like the Bnei Sosa brings down there Pekudach, and it's already found in the Rishonim, that there's a halacha that if you're a guest by somebody's house, whatever he tells you to do, he wants you to sit on this couch, he wants you to use a fork, he wants you to do this, whatever it is, whatever the Balabais tells you, you have to do. Chutz mitzay, but if the Balabais tells you, get out of here, that you don't have to listen to. So they use that as a way of a remez, that even if Hashem himself would tell you, get out of here, that you don't listen to. So if you're telling a person he can't do tshuva, you're essentially telling him, get out of here. You're finished. That, the Ayurved says, you don't listen to. Even if Hashem himself would tell you, get out of here, there's no tshuva, you say, I'm not listening. And then he says, v'abeis, the second thing. Let's just finish this. V'habez, he says. Shemizaka kol arishoyim gemurim bechlal liras pnei shechina. He says, if you take this Zohar for face value, then what you're saying is that all the biggest murderers and idol worshippers, all the biggest avarice in the world, they are able to eventually see the face of the Shechina. They're all able to see the face of the Shechina. If he died to chutz mizeh, but not this person who's guilty of Pagam HaBris. Habilti Muska Beferish B'Torah, that's not even said openly in the Torah. He Ovet Sivra, that person has no hope to ever see Hashem, to ever see the Shechina. All the Balei Averis. But not this person. Havadai Dovish She'en Hadas Saivlai. He says, it's not something that, it cannot be, the Ayurved says. Kosher. Says, First of all, that it would be going against our Gemara, which says beferish that there are different people who are not zoichdi b'makalu pnei shchina, v'zeinu mehaminyan, and this person who's got pegim in the bris is not on that list. Miyam l'shmosai. So why should we believe such a thing? Fichach ani oimer betach shein losum leiv l'guzmos keilu. The Yavid says, I am saying with complete certainty, do not pay attention to this exaggeration. It's an exaggeration. Shuvu bonim shoivavim. The Pasuk says that Hashem calls out to every Jew, come back to me. Shuvu bonim shoivavim. Arape mishuvei sechem. You could be healed through doing tshuva. Amar Hashem. Chizku ve'imtzu b'tshuva v'al yirpu yedchem. Strengthen yourself and do tshuva and don't allow yourself to be weakened by any of these scary things. You could do tshuva. So we see from the Beis Yaakov and from the Yavids, and there are many other Makaris, that Tshuva works. But the most interesting thing, let's just do one more sentence. The most interesting thing is, Upele. I didn't want to finish without learning another place in the Zohar itself. And he says it's amazing. The Mechaber says it's amazing. Why didn't the Yavids and the Beis Yaakov bring the Zohar itself in another place? The Isa Shom is El Shani, because the Zohar says, in a different place, the Zohar says, Tochazi, Kol Chatoi de Barnash Kula Chavlusa Dilei Talim B'Tshuva, all Averis you can do Tshuva, V'Chato de Oishet Zara Al Ara, V'Mechab La Arche, V'Apik Zara Al Ara, but a person who does this Avera of spilling the seed on the ground, Machbalei U'Machbal Ari V'Alei Ksiv, Nichtam Avernich Lefanai, that your Avera is in front of me, Hashem doesn't want this evil. Bar b'tshuva sagi. The Zohar itself says, bar b'tshuva sagi, which means tshuva doesn't work, regular tshuva, but tshuva sagi works. Tshuva sagi means strong tshuva. Tshuva sagi. Hay mavur. That's the Zohar. All right. Mavur mahani tshuva, imhi tshuva sagi. V'chem tshuva ma'asham. Hey, divrei Zohar, shekosav zelos on the Zohar writes, v'oiv to oved uvden bishin, v'oiv to banim bishin, besivta mesaba, kad oishet zara la'ara, aval betyuvta shleimisa, oil feraisa. If a person does strong tshuva, and what's the strongest tshuva that a person can do? That's what we're going to be learning a lot about. The strongest tshuva that one can do for this Aveira, you know what? The strongest tshuva is learning Torah. Strongest tshuva. And learning Torah, be'iyun, in depth. Breaking your head, breaking yourself to learn Torah, going beyond your natural limitations, pushing hard to learn Torah, that's the biggest tshuva. And it says that in Nazar. The tiyuv to shleimus oilu feraisa kula yimochilei ad kan lashana. Hare sheim limud Torah mahani tshuva shleima. But the Zohar Kodesh itself says that if you learn Torah strong, that's called hard tshuva, strong tshuva. If you learn Torah strong, that's true. Let me take another minute or two. Chaim is Evereshes Chochma. Hevi Shabaksav Yad, Kosav Bazar Baal Bechelet Yufta. The Evereshes Chochma saw a Ksav Yad, a handwritten copy of the Zohar, and there it says, Bar Bechelet Yufta, that Shuvah doesn't work unless you do strong Shuvah. Which means, again, we're going to see different tikkunim, but the Ikar is strong learning Torah. How much, when, to strengthen up your learning of Torah. It's beferish in the Zohar that tshuva works. It says that Reb Chaim V'lozhin asked the Vilna Gaon about a Jew who was nichshol in the Seveira, where it was kemat bepesha. I don't know exactly what happened, but obviously he brought it upon himself. And he was looking at the wrong things. Whatever happened, he almost did an aveira with somebody. And as a result of that, the seed came out. And he asked the Vilna Gaon what the tshuva is. He says in the Zohar, you can't do tshuva. And the Vilna Gaon said, Beishiv, kisha oisik b'tayra, ein tzarech lidog klal. That when you occupy yourself with learning Torah, you don't have to worry at all. Ein tzarech lidog klal. So it's a good note to end on. for today. We'll pick up Mitzvah Hashem after next week from here, and we're going to then go into the Bir, where he brings down many of the tikkunim. Each one is a whole discussion, but we'll just learn the most basic tikkunim that are brought down from the different poskim and the different mekubalim. But remember, ein sarach l'do klal, not to be worried at all, chalila, unless you don't learn. If you don't learn Torah, then there's a lot to worry about. But if you're a person that you learn and you try to strengthen ein sarach l'do klal, nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Hashem's book should help us. That we should be zeichet to learn Torah, but oymiku be'iyun. Hashiveinu Hashem l'tzarei secha. And what does it say afterwards? V'achshiveinu v'shuv v'shleim v'fanecha. Now you understand. Hashiveinu avin l'tzarei secha. V'achshiveinu v'shuv v'shleim v'fanecha. Because now we understand that since we learned that for this avera, the tshuva that's required is a higher level of tshuva. It's very hard. That's why it says Hashiveinu avin l'tzarei secha. That through learning Torah strong, a person can do complete tshuva even on this aveira, and there's no daig at all. All right, everybody should have a good week. Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully see you next Shabbos. We'll be back. That's it.
Shabbos.